Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey y'all, I'm April.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is your bloody happy hour. Caroline, are you ready for this?
This is your newest guilty pleasure.
It's the bloodiest part of your week.
Did we say something about it also being happy hour?
Show did.
Because we're about to be sipping on some murder. Bloody happy hour. This episode is brought to you by
BetterHelp.
April.
Bring in 2024, make your March better, make your leap year better by getting some BetterHelp.
You know, if you've been thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is the way to go. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists if you don't like Trunchbull or whoever your therapist is for no additional charge. So all you have to do is go to BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com/bloody, and you get 10% off your first month. What is there to lose?
Go do it.
Go do it. Goodbye.
Wing it. All right. Hey, y'all, this is April.
Oh, this is Caroline.
Quickie Tuesday. We got some news for you. There's a ton of news. So we're going to kind of tag team this because your girl April's not organized.
Oh, no. Of course you are.
First, we'll catch up on Ruby Frankie. She was the 8 passengers. Remember, it was her and then the Hildebrandt. And we've talked about it in previous episodes. So we know that she was not going to have a trial because she pleaded guilty.
Yep.
And it just came out on the 20th. It's a little late, that she did plead guilty to aggravated child abuse of 2 of her children, and she was sentenced that Tuesday to 4 consecutive sentences of 1 to 15 years in prison. And so this just means that she will serve between 4 to 60 years.
Yes. Yeah. Both
and,
of them.
But yes, yeah. Her and Hildebrandt. So Hildebrandt did the same exact thing. But the Utah Board of Pardons and Parole have not figured out the exact amount of time that she'll spend in jail. And I just have to probably err on the bigger side than the smaller side.
Okay, and listen to this. So Ruby, she's the one who had the YouTube channel. She's mm-hmm. the one who had her kids, and it's her kids that have been the victims. All right, so then they were living with Jody or whatever. I don't know what this... their situation was. So Ruby gets up and she gives this big speech because she's just used to talking so much that she can't not
shut
talk
up.
So
yeah.
She's talking and she's just like, she has to thank the whole, like, every damn person in the room. She thanked the judge, she thanked the deputy, she thanked the minister, she thanked she's thanking all these people. It's like she's giving some kind of acceptance speech. Mm-hmm. And then she asks her kids for forgiveness and blah 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 and everything. So then where everybody's like throwing up in their mouths because she's full of shit and whatever. Then Jody comes out and she gets hers and she doesn't say a word. She has no remorse. And then it comes out that like her people who have been abused by her in the past were like, she's never going to admit it. She's always going to be this way. This is how she's always been. And they're like, don't give either one of them, like neither one of them are leaning, I guess, more innocent than the other, because Ruby is like, oh, it's because of Jody and she like manipulated me into this and blah blah blah.
No.
But those were your kids and you put them in that situation. So
Nobody can tell me what I'm going to do for my kid. And if it hurts.
Plus, she was already abusing them on the YouTube channel before Jody was even in the picture.
So you just got somebody to co-sign with you on the abuse, and you felt even more powerful and even more rights. So they need to get the maximum amount.
Yep. Agreed.
Then there, we're going to Ferguson, Missouri. So it was about February 18-ish. Bernadine Prusner, 39 years old, and her kids, 9-year-old twins, Ellie and Ivy Prusner, 6-year-old Jackson, and 2-year-old Millie, all died in a house fire.
Oh.
The house went up in flames around 4 a.m., and they were all found dead in their home. In the bed, all in the same bed.
All in the bed. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Now, it was like such a tragedy, and, you know, people were like, how sad. It's a beautiful, like, this is, like, beautiful family. She probably homeschools them all. And then people started scouring her Facebook page.
Oh, no.
And they noticed that the post before the fire said, making today one of those live each day like it's your last kind of days. Breakfast, reptile show, soccer game, living room camp out on the agenda, plus whatever other shenanigans bring us joy. Happy Sunday, and thank God the sun is shining. Well, breaking news, of course, the fire that killed them was a murder-suicide. She set her mattress on fire and left a note saying she intended to take her life and her children's life.
She's still alive?
No, it's a murder-suicide.
Oh, suicide.
Yep. Yeah. They were all, her and all her kids were found dead in the home. Look at this family.
What is her? Yes, I did see that. Like, what the? She mental illness?
I mean, you obviously have to be. I mean, there is a baby right there, so you know they're going to probably say some postpartum stuff. And I haven't been able to look back at it to see like what family and like friends and everybody are saying, but it was just a couple day turnaround where they saw that the fire was intentionally set and it started at the mattress where they were. The post, I think, before that, was basically saying, this is the way it should be. All my kids curled up together. Oh, here it is. All my kids peacefully sleeping in my bed, the mom wrote, curled up together, knowing they are loved so fiercely that I'd do absolutely anything for them. This is my favorite moment.
What? Where was this again?
Missouri.
Well, I feel like I've seen like multiple stories this week that it's like, mom kills the kids and then turns the gun on herself. And I'm like,
this is a fire. Like,
yeah, so I know. And this one, this is like, because I have the Wisconsin, there's this Wisconsin mom that killed her two kids before turning the gun on herself. There's this other lady. I mean, like, there's three stories that are happening right now that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would like to, fire.
No, it reminds me of the dude who lit himself on freaking fire this week.
Oh, yeah, you did send me that. But, okay, so, like, think about your mindset that you have to be in. Like, that's not quick and easy.
No.
That's not, like gunshot. That's not, like, slicing their neck. That's not, like...
Like, you want to cause like, them drowning pain. Them.
Yeah, and yourself.
So did she drug them?
Like...
I don't know. We got to come back to this one.
Because how do you keep them in bed? They're going to wake up. They're screaming like something happened.
I'm hoping that they were like
dead before
or something, because that's horrible.
And maybe she just let her own self burn up because she deserves that pain.
Maybe she wanted peace for Palestine.
Ugh. I hope not.
Because apparently Aaron Bushnell did.
Yeah, what did he do? I know you sent it to me.
Well, you can finish it and I'll
No, this is it. I just, they put the picture of the family on there, okay? And then they're like, what tragic, this whole family died in a house fire. And then it's all this clickbait. And then 2 days later, they're like, oh, the mama did it. Clickbait. Ugh, it's just sad.
And now a word from our sponsors. What are we doing here, Rusty? What are we going to do?
Yep, we're doing the King of the Hill Rewatch Podcast.
King of the Hill Rewatch Podcast. Yeah, so we're going to go through one episode at a time. Come along for the ride with us.
Come check it out.
And hey, give me a good like Dale Gribble quote to go out on.
Wingo!
Yeah, Wingo.
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 All right. Well, join us for King of the Hill Rewatch Podcast.
Deep in the heart of Texas, that drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares, but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Hi, this is Sarah.
And I'm Carter.
And this is Some of Our Thoughts.
We're two Southern sommeliers, and we want to share everything we love and know about wine. We started hanging out during quarantine and cooking and drinking and listening to music, and we just thought this would be a great way to bring everything we know to you guys.
We will make wine knowledge and food pairings easy and approachable. So put on your favorite vinyl, grab your favorite glass of wine, tune into our show, and let's have some fun.
Wine and vinyl. So check us out on roguemedianetwork.com or wherever you get your favorite podcast. We'll be talking about a lot.
Heroes, gonna tell you about pros and foes and heroes, gonna tell you about.
Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Mike.
And we have a fantastic new podcast to tell you about, Bros, Foes, and Heroes. It's the two of us looking into the world of comics, breaking down some characters that you may have never heard of, and some that are just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so Zach comes up with a character each time, and I go into it just completely blind. I don't know who this person is or what their abilities are or anything, and basically I guess we kind of go over their origin story and just some of the ridiculous stuff that maybe, especially Golden Age stuff.
Oh, Golden Age stuff is always the best, and we will make sure to highlight all of the shenanigans and just absolute weirdness of everything.
Yeah, that's right. So subscribe today and follow us on Instagram at Bros Foes Heroes.
And if you don't, I know where you live. Not really, but please subscribe.
Bros and Foes and Heroes. Gonna tell you about Bros and Foes and Heroes. Gonna tell you about.
Well, this Aaron Bushnell had some self-immolation situation happening. He was in Washington, D.C. He walks over to the Israeli, what is it called? A, Israeli, the frick is it called? The place, the,
I want to say constable. Is this like that? Does it sound like that?
No. God, I got to go back and look at our text. What is it freaking called? It was the, oh my gosh. It's the place where they do the, oh God, I can't think of it.
Is it their church?
No, no. Mosque. It's like the embassy. Embassy.
Embassy. Oh, okay.
I couldn't think of the word. Okay. So it's the Israeli embassy that's in Washington, D.C. So he goes and he records it on Twitch. He's filming himself as he's walking up and he's saying that he's going to do this thing. And he basically walks up to the gates of the embassy, and he sets his phone in front of him. He walks to the gates, takes off his hat. He's an Air Force guy.
Like he's a cyber defense operations specialist.
Well, he was, because he's dead now. And apparently he's part of some weird cults, or his family has been part of some. There's a whole background situation. Obviously, this is mental illness. So he was dressed in the Air Force, in the U.S. Air Force uniform. So he walks up there and he is saying he's going to engage in extreme act of protest.
Uh-huh.
So he then takes this water bottle canister type of thing, pours this liquid on himself, just drenches himself in like lighter fluid.
Yeah.
And then gets a little match. Somebody from the distance is like, "Hey man, what are you doing? Like, what's going on?" All of a sudden he lights his match and just sets himself on fire. And, you know, of course it's all over Twitter. And I'm seeing the blurred images and I'm like, I need to see the real situation. And so I did, because I'm morbid. And he's like yelling, free Palestine. And he yells like 3-4 times until he starts like twitching and then eventually falls to the ground. And they're like fire extinguishing him out. And then there's this one officer who's pointing a gun at him, because I guess there are two different sets of officers that are coming to put the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
But like some people, I guess it's like your job, and like you have to, like, in case he pulls out a gun while he's on fire, I don't know. So like he's getting all that. They're like, I can't believe this guy's pointing a gun at him and y'all killed him and this whole thing. And it's all political. Yeah. And this whole,
you don't know what he has on him.
Exactly. Like you have to protect yourself. Like, yeah. So there's always like a trained gun that's always on a suspect, no matter what, mm-hmm. by one of the officers in general, I think. And he just falls over and they take him and he dies. And
so it says he was part of an isolated Christian community, which sounds like our Homestead heritage. And he left there to join the Air Force, but he used to be a cyber.
What?
And so everybody that knows him is like, it's hard to wrap my hand around it. He hit my head around it. He's shy. He was meek. Hmm.
Well, at what point do you like convince yourself, like, I'm going to go through this horrible pain and set myself on fire?
I don't know.
I don't either. I can't. That's awful.
Ready to go. And we were just talking to some guys and they were all like gathering, and I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" And they were like, "Oh, we're about to have a
protest."
Yeah, a ceasefire protest. And I was, but last time we were there, it was like it's Austin. It was like a gay pride, protest. Like every time you go to Austin, somebody's gonna be chanting, the road on 6th Street for something.
The Capitol and everything.
And it was just like, it's just a gentle ceasefire they had there. And then it's like, okay, that's fine. Nobody gets hurt. You say what your views are. They had family over there. I forgot where they said. And so they were losing family. So it's like, okay, that's understandable. You're not burning yourself up in the middle of the streets.
Lincoln, that's the right coach.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Well, so she was out on a jog and she was brutally murdered or attacked by a random person. Well, you know, some places, of course, it's political because this guy's an illegal immigrant person or.
And this time where everybody's mad.
And he's living with like four other illegal people, and he had been detained in like New York, and he was let go, and he has all these charges, and then he had been apparently just stalking her, watching her, and she was not just like murdered, she was beat. Like her skull was disfigured.
Did she die?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And he was just living in some apartment complex that was like along this jogging trail that she went on a jog. And then you have some people who are like blaming it on her for jogging. It's like,
who blamed it on her?
Like random out, like random articles or people who would be like, well, you know, she needs to be more careful.
On the article. Yes. Yeah,
like she needs to be more careful. You know, pay attention to your surroundings, but it's like, okay, this is like Athens.
Go on your run.
Oh, some news outlets were saying an Athens man killed her, but then they're like, no, this is not an Athens man. He is a Venezuelan man who was over here illegally. And
did
blah,
he
blah,
just
blah.
Come over here? Or has he like been over here forever and we're just finding
out
about
I think
him.
It was like 2 years maybe.
Oh.
And he had been to New York and he's back and now he lives with his brothers in jail for committing some other crime as well. And like, but no reason.
Yeah,
no,
he hadn't given a reason.
Yep. And then, of course, the mayor comes out and gives a speech and he blames it on Trump. It doesn't make any sense.
I hate when people take away from the actual crime.
I know, like they're making
and
it like,
take it towards anybody, like it's blame besides the person. Anybody, like, yeah, both sides, they do it.
Yeah.
Like even after the Uvalde.
Oh.
One of them, whoever, Biden or somebody got up there and was like, and this is why we need to get guns off the thing.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Just leave it for the, like, leave it at this. This, like, this is. And that what makes people think all of this is fake.
Yeah.
Like it's a political ploy.
Yep. Awful though. It was really, yeah, she was just like normal. She was a nursing student. I believe she had just got her, her picture's like in her little white coat. And so she was pretty close to, I think, graduating, or maybe she had just graduated, but she was.
And he's in custody and
yeah, he's in custody. He is getting no bail, no bond. So well, at least they're doing one thing right. But yeah, that's been kind of a big one around.
Let's go to one more kidnapping that happened right before this one that I had also screenshotted. Lacey Overby.
Oh.
And they got her side-by-side picture with Denise Huskins and Sherry Papini.
Wait, what?
Denise Huskins is that story that I did where swimsuits allegedly kidnapped her and her boyfriend and all that stuff. There's a Netflix has a series out about it right now. Is it called American Nightmare?
Oh, with the boyfriend? With her and her boyfriend?
Her and her boyfriend.
The one that got killed. Yeah.
Okay, and it was like a story that people didn't believe until they actually caught the people that did it.
Yes.
Okay. So, a Texas nurse. Wasn't she a nurse? Did you say that girl's a nurse?
Yeah, but they're in Georgia.
Okay, a Texas nurse, Lacey Lynn Overby.
Is she being like Carly Russell? Oh,
allegedly.
Hell. We got Cheez-Its.
Decided to help a homeless man on February 1st. 2024 by buying him some food. She alleged that she opened her car window to hand the food to him, but he reached in, opened the door to her vehicle, and abducted her. Mm-hmm. Now, she did manage to send a text to her daughter with their code words, purple pancakes.
That's a great
code. Her family knew she was in trouble, which I love. That's the best part of the story.
Wow.
Every family should have a word.
I know, but I think a phrase like that is better than just one word.
Oh, yeah. My thing is like,
because
that's
be like,
a lot to write.
That's true.
Purple pancake.
Maybe she has it programmed in her phone. All she has to do is pee-pee, and then it pops up purple pancake.
Yes.
And it's sent. But like, if I'm like, oh, code word is pineapple. I'm like, hey, went to the store to get a pineapple. No, you just say the word, or like, how do you use it?
I don't know. You got to get that plan down with the people, your family. Like, it's really supposed to be.
I got to get it down, but
yeah.
At least people have my location and they can find
me. Yeah.
That's my
unless
phone,
they leave your phone.
Or leave it.
Like I have scenarios and plans, and like I'll even like randomly still right now, I'll like test Trent and be like, hey, what if I texted you and said this, what would you do? And Trent would be like, oh, I'd call 911. I'll tell Sweet Pea, and Sweet Pea would be like, I don't know. Why the fuck are you going to text me that for? So I know I could count on Trent, and I can't count on Sweet Pea. So anyways, back to the story. Purple pancakes. So her family knew she was in trouble. She also managed to text a description of her abductor. So she's being abducted.
Wow, that's pretty.
But she's on it.
Pretty impressive. She must be in the back seat with her phone.
Yes.
Hey, lay this down back there.
This
lay
is
down.
A lenient okay. abductor, I feel like.
I mean.
Now, this man allegedly forced Lacey to drive hours to the Mexican border.
Wow.
Just before they got there, he told her. Wait, to drive over the border 20 miles. Mm? He then got out of the car. Lacey was found by authorities waiting alone in her car in line to cross the border. Since Lacey's safe recovery, there have been no updates from the police, leading many to speculate if this was even a true abduction or not.
What was the point?
Some people say to create. So right now, this what's her Lakin really got kidnapped, and it's creating shit about illegals here and everything, right?
Yeah.
Some people say she was trying to create that she was just trying to help a man. She was being innocent by trying to do a good deed, but a Mexican homeless man kidnapped her and made her go to Mexico. Like, actually cross the border and just drop him off.
Let her go.
Here's what's wrong about that is, like, they don't want to go back.
No.
What's there here? They don't want to go back?
Story is backwards. And how old is her kid? Like, she's texting her kid, but her kid is...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either. Can we talk real quick about Wendy Williams?
Oh, yeah. What's going on with Wendy?
I don't know, but do you know there's that new documentary out about her? Or some Lifetime show about her? You didn't hear about that?
I know that she has been diagnosed with the same thing that Bruce Willis is dying of.
With dementia.
Uh-huh. And something else. I don't know what the something else is.
She has Graves' disease. She has dementia.
Okay.
She has alcoholism.
Oh, yeah.
And she does not know... She doesn't know where she doesn't know. And they just put out this docu-series. I think it's like 2 episodes. It's on Lifetime. I haven't watched it. I've seen people talk about it. And they're like, who put the... And then apparently producers were like, oh, we didn't realize she had dementia. And so otherwise we wouldn't have put it out. Like, what? I don't know.
She was injected with something for not?
I don't know. There's something with her husband, like Kevin or Kelvin, who is her husband or baby daddy or something. And it's like people are stealing her money, but who is and who's giving her this? I don't know. I just had to go to.
Sounds like they're doing to her like, what's that rich couple you did? Von Bulow. Sounds like they're doing her like they were doing Sonny Von Bulow.
I think so. Or Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She seems, I don't know, she seems a little bit worse than Brittany.
I don't think I knew she was an alcoholic until.
Well, yeah, that's apparently what they're saying.
Wow.
So y'all got to go watch that because, well, Wendy Williams. But I guess she talked a lot of shit about a lot of people back in the day. So
she's probably got a lot of enemies.
This is her, I guess, karma. I don't know. I feel bad because it's real bad. And, you know, when you have Graves' disease, your eyeballs.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Popping out like, it ain't good. It ain't good. It ain't good.
Well, well, well.
So there you go.
That's all I have. No updates on the rush trial. No. All right, well, that wasn't a quick one for you, and all you got to do is wait a couple days, and you'll hear our voice again for a full episode. Caroline, where will we be going?
Where are we going? We're going to California?
Yeah. Cali. Going back to Cali. All right, here we go. We'll see y'all next week or in a minute. Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be GTF.
Goodbye. Bye, y'all.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.